Chapter 14. Why models survive better than reactions. The previous chapter introduced prediction as an instability. Prediction appears because reaction becomes too slow. But prediction alone is not enough. What survives is not prediction itself, but models. Reaction is cheap until it isn't. Reactive systems are simple. They sense change. Respond immediately. Correct after error. At small scales, this works. But as organization deepens, delays grow. Interactions multiply. Consequences compound. Reaction arrives after damage has already spread. The cost of being late rises faster than the cost of being wrong early. Models shift cost forward. A model allows a system to pay costs earlier when they are cheaper. Instead of fixing damage after it occurs, the system biases action before damage appears. This does not prevent all failure. It reduces the size of failure. Survivability improves. What a model is and is not. A model is not a mirror of reality. A full simulation. A truth claim. A model is a compressed structure that biases behavior toward survivable futures. Accuracy is secondary. Utility under constraint is primary. Why models must be wrong? A perfectly accurate model would require full state information, incur infinite cost, react too slowly. Survivable models are coarse, approximate, biased. They are wrong in detail and right in consequence. Model failure is less dangerous than reaction failure. When reaction fails, damage has already occurred. When a model fails, the system may act suboptimally. Resources may be misallocated. Some failures may be induced. But correction can still occur before collapse. Models fail softly. Reactions fail abruptly. Why multiple models are necessary? No single model can cover all conditions. Noise shifts. Context change. Constraints move. Survivable systems maintain overlapping models. Competing predictions. Partial representations. Conflict between models is not inefficiency. It is redundancy at the cognitive level. Models become selective filters. As models proliferate, they do more than predict. They filter perception. Not all information is processed. Only what matters to survivability. Models define relevance. This reduces load and increases speed. When models shape the world. Once models influence action, they influence outcomes. Behavior guided by models alters environments. Changes interaction patterns. Reshapes future constraints. The system begins to live in a world partly created by its own expectations. This is not delusion. It is structural feedback. Why this is still not goal-directed? Models do not exist to achieve goals. They persist because systems without them fail faster. Systems with them absorb disturbance better. Apparent purpose is a byproduct of survivability. The threshold ahead. We are now near the final transition. Models exist. They guide action. They shape environments. What happens when models begin to model themselves? When a system treats its own models as objects of prediction, that recursive turn defines intelligence in its strongest sense. Closing sentence. Models survive because acting early, even imperfectly, is safer than reacting perfectly too late.